when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio, precious dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go right back to Sister Nancy. I'm just going to make this quick point. We're going to sit here, we're going to work behind the microphone, and we're going to work behind this in the street like we've been doing recently, and we're going to pick it up. In fact, you're truly where I'm picking up my mission that me and Sister Nancy have been doing by the bell cow. But and we're going to do that as long as we can. People, it's getting serious. I'm just going to say this before we go to Sister Nancy. If this legislation passes the Senate, they'll take us down. If we'll either shut up or there'll be prison time for people like Blood River Radio. They'll get me. They'll get Nancy. They'll get Monica. They'll get every one of us. That's what they're doing. That's how damn serious what they are with this. And I'll just close with this: if you have an organization, I know I'm gonna hammer this in your head. There's two things you have to look out for. Three, actually. If they refuse to name the Jew, that's five red flags, not just three. If this organization will not name the Jew as the enemy. Secondly, if they put a non-white up as their poster child for their organization, like Turning Point USA. If they, peace, never lift a finger in violence. Never say anything evil or mean against anyone. Be sweet, be kind, etc. You get it. You'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt that's a controlled opposition outfit. Go ahead, Sister Bell Cow. Continue on. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. Okay. We got Sister Braveheart coming in here after Sister Nancy takes over. Sister Braveheart's going to kick in and kind of finish out the second hour. She's going to be in with Paul Fromm third hour. So go ahead, Sister Bellcow.
Okay, little buddy, little Eddie, buddy, fisherman of piranhas and rattlesnakes, cottonmouths. I wanted to. Go with my tar and feathering and heroes because they really tie in with what we're talking about. The tar and feathering for this week would be Representative Jim Jordan, who wants to revoke student visas so that they can stop so-called Hamas supporters who are protesting on the campuses. What he means is anti-genocide protesters. I mean, the whole system is working against protesting against genocide or anything that would uncover what the Israelis and the Jews actually do. The heroes for me this week would be British MP, George Galloway. He often defends the Palestinians in Congress, I mean, in the Parliament. In 2014, he was severely injured by a Jewish attack. And also, I want to commend Democrat Representative Ro Khanna. He is an Indian, but he has had the courage, even though he's, a Democrat. Well, it wouldn't really matter. I think the Democrats may have more guts than the Republicans. He's had the courage to vote against more aid to Israel. Then we can go back to, I call her Black Linda. She's our U.S. representative at the U.N. She voted no on the ceasefire. Of course, they voted no repeatedly on the ceasefire. And also against Palestinian membership in the U.N. I mean, the whole system is actually full of what I call Jew-controlled eunuchs. That's what it is, the whole system. So I want at some point I want to talk about the ICC after Monica has her time.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm sure we can work that in. Anyway, it's welcome back. I'm glad you came in today, Sister Braveheart. I know you've been very busy.
And, I've been just fiddling around.
Yes. That's literally what you do.
Yeah,
but go ahead, exactly. Sister Braveheart.
Yeah, well, I listened to almost the whole first hour, and I thought it was just excellent. And I just thought, before I get into anything else, I'll just follow up, sort of a segue into whatever else we'll talk about, just, you know, my commentary on first of all, that video or the audio from the Dutch woman who was basically spelling it out. But yes, I agree, Eddie, you pointed it out very strongly about the one complaint is that she does not name the Jew. And this is such a common thing. We've been so trained not to name the Jew. I'm sure she knows who it is, and I think she kind of, you know, stepped around that and maybe circumscribed it who it is. But Jewish power is the power to prevent pointing out Jewish power. That's from Gilad Atzmon, who is himself an Israeli-born Jew. He wrote that. He wrote The Wandering Who. That's a book that he wrote. But he says, it's in a nutshell, Jewish power is the power to prevent us from talking about Jewish power or to point it out or to recognize it. And that is a very big power they have. And it goes back all my life. It was very difficult when I started waking up to actually say the word Jew without flinching. So I know that it was an indoctrination at a very deep level, Eddie. I don't know how it was for you and Nancy, but to just say the word Jew without it being in the context of the persecuted Jew or Jewish talent, like, oh, isn't that a great artist? Oh, he's Jewish. Or, oh, what a great musician. Oh, you know, she's Jewish, whatever. If it's not in that context, or the poor Jew forever persecuted, and, you know, 6 million of them being vaporized from the evil Nazis. Well, if it's in any other context where you are simply pointing out what they are actually doing, then you know, that's what we're not allowed to do. And you can be in good company of people who are semi-awake about everything else, and then suddenly you bring up who's behind it all, the Jew, and all of a sudden the air gets sucked out of the room. And I experienced that a few weeks ago in a room full of a group of people that are, you know, since the COVID thing started, they really have been aware that the government is the enemy of the people and that we're being lied to and et cetera, et cetera. And I was just trying to connect some dots for them. And I'm telling you, it didn't go over very well. It did not go over well. And it's just so interesting to me. So yeah, there's that. And Eddie, you talked about, you know, a lot of controlled opposition. And yes, I think that one of those telltale signs is that they will never name who's behind all of the things that are happening. They'll be very good at describing all the things that are happening, but they won't name it. And I'll just, on that point about Jewish power, you know, the power to suppress, naming the Jew, when they make laws to tell us we are not allowed to dislike a certain group of people, the Jew, and they are making these laws all over the place, then you know that their time is up. That is how it is. They have done that before in history. And I know we talked about that at the top of the hour before we were on air, how, you know, we're in a big pickle because the Jews control the army and the Jews control everything. Well, yeah, it's not going to be easy. This is going to be an uphill battle. But I know my brother always says, you know, when we, the Aryan people, the people of European heritage, when we have our backs up against the wall, that is when we rise with all our strengths, our smarts, our wits, our, like, we will rise again. I have no doubt about it. And we have been down before, and we will rise. But, you know, it is the 11th hour, and people better get off their little behinds, and it's do or die time. There's one more point I wanted to make. Yeah, thanks, Nancy. So, Nancy, you also made an excellent observation with regards to the Dutch woman's speech there, and how we have been brought to this point, and what you said about, a lot of people. Well, I'll make the point after this commercial break here. I'll save it up for after.
Well, I'm sure everybody else is waiting to hear it just like I am. We'll be right back, folks.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go back to Sister Braveheart. I'm going to ask her one quick question or make a quick comment. Sister Braveheart, I think probably the most dangerous thing that these controlled oppositions do is they pull good, young, potential Blood River Radio type patriots away from the fight and get them bogged down into just a quagmire, a quicksand of you never get anywhere. You can never, if you never name the enemy, you can never have an effective battle plan. I think that's the most harmful thing they do. Back to you, Sister Braveheart.
You've got it. Actually, that's how I consider the Green Party, which I was involved in for years, and they suck a lot of intelligent, caring, compassionate, well-meaning people into it. And meanwhile, it's the worst party there is. It's the Communist Party. It's the Watermelon Party. You know, it's all green and nicely packaged on the outside, but it's the Communist Party. I'm telling you. I mean, just all in, except in name, of course, but this was before I woke up to the truth about matters, you know, even just the simple truth about 9/11, right? I was fast asleep back then, playing in a sandbox, you could say, you know.
Yes.
As we've been so duped. I mean, that by way of deception, thou shalt make war. That's their motto. Whose motto? The Mossad. Who's the Mossad? That's, you know, Israel's what do you call it? Like sort of like the equivalent of the CIA.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? That's what their motto is. Now, really, just think about that. By way of deception, make war. This is their motto. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, protect truth and integrity in our lands and aren't we, you know, wonderful and great. No, it's let's lie to the world and deceive everybody and thereby we wage war. And of course, it's a different kind of war. This psychological warfare through lies and deception. This is how we got to where we are now. Anyway, yes. I was going to say, well, this actually goes very well, Nancy, with the point that you made in the first hour that people will just say, well, we kind of deserve this, like with the replacement, you know, the white replacement, mm-hmm. quote unquote theory. No, it's not a theory. It's a fact. This is what they're doing. And then a lot of people of our people will just say, well, you know, we deserve it anyway. We've done all these evil, bad things because we've been lied to. When's the last time you can remember that we heard good stories about our people on the radio or on television or anything? No, it's always portraying us negatively. And the children in school, in the last several decades, I don't think they've learned any positive European accomplishments. You know, do they learn about European architecture, culture, art, music, the great things about our culture? No, it's just, oh, colonialism, oh, slavery, oh, Holocaust, oh. I just think when they come out of school, it's a wonder they don't all commit suicide. And in fact, that's what does happen quite a lot, doesn't it?
Yes,
and in Canada, come to Canada. Come to Canada, you can get MAID. MAID, you know what that is? MAID, medical assistance in dying. If you feel like you want to off yourself because you feel so guilty about all the things we've done badly, you can get medical assistance in dying in Canada.
Damn.
Easier than anything. And I'll tell you something else about it. There is this thing called maturity doctrine, the doctrine of maturity. I'm not exactly sure if I've got the name exactly right, but what that means is that as a child, and they do not specify the age of a child, they just say as a child, if you are deemed to be mature enough to make a decision by the doctor that you are seeing, then you can make pretty big life decisions. You can decide, well, you can take, you know, birth control when you're just 14 or younger from a doctor. You don't have to tell your parents. You can take the jab. You could do that, I think, as of age 12 without any parental knowledge or consent. And you can take hormones to stop, you know, puberty onset stoppers, change your sex maybe. You could do that. And if the parents try to find out and they try to interfere, they are criminalized. And now you can possibly just go ahead and tell the doctor you're depressed and you want to off yourself, and they'll give you this MAID, M-A-I-D, medical assistance in dying. So this is how it is now. So, you know, you put that all together, the guilt cult and then, of course, the poison through the jab and all that stuff. So I'll tell you a little story about the guilt cult, and then I'll be quiet because I'm starting to dominate this discussion. But anyway, when I was giving a talk, this was in southern Alberta in Lethbridge, it was a guess who's coming to dinner series of talks that Jewish professor with his Shiksa wife, they organized these events, and they would invite the guest of dishonor. Now, this was all in jest, and it was all good natured, and it was actually a really nice occasion. They had a round dinner table. They provided a beautiful meal. So the rules were you don't talk about any heavy subjects until the dishes are cleared. And then when the dishes are cleared, the guest of dishonor speaks, and then anybody can ask any questions, but it all has to stay very respectful. And that is how it was. So I was the guest of dishonor, in quotation marks. Yeah, it was all... It was pretty a cool event. You know, the other types of guests that they had in different months were, you know, a climate denier or a vaccine denier, or, you know, somebody who's opposed to vaccines, those kinds of things. So anything that goes against the mainstream, they wanted to give that person airtime. And most of the guests, the other guests, would be young, maybe former students of this professor. And I mean, he was very Jewish. Let me tell you, that's another part of the story. But anyway, I was the guest of dishonor. And sure enough, I gave a little talk and then they asked a lot of questions. And then at the end of the evening, or towards the end of the evening, they actually did come to these conclusions that, yeah, they want white people gone and there's a war against whites, like, because you connect all the dots and put it all together and that's sort of the outcome. And this is what a couple of them said. They said, well, everybody has their time and I guess we've had our time and, you know, everything comes and everything goes and that's it. And it, you know, we've done a lot of damage anyway on this earth. So, oh, well, that was it. So I just wanted to tell you that, share it. That's what I experienced firsthand with people who they did connect the dots successfully and that they shrugged their shoulders and said, oh, well. So I say we have a lot of work to do because in addition to exposing the lies, like, and revealing, you know, what's the truth is, we need to resurrect our culture and pride and love of our people and our ancestors. So this needs to be going on concurrently with the awakening to the lies that have been brought to us. So we need to really promote and celebrate and practice our own traditions and culture. Okay, over to you. Anybody?
Go ahead, Nancy.
Well, I totally agree with you, Monica. It is a battle that, for example, I mean, there the forces against what you're talking about are embedded not only in the school system, they're in the libraries, which I've had a problem with. What the librarians also have a liberal bent. The librarians have a
they
union
sure
that is actually on the other side of, and you know, they always talk about we got to give more money to the schools, we got to give more money to the teachers, we got to give around here. They want to build and give more money to the libraries. Now, what the libraries do? Now, this is just one specific agency. They want to give away, and this is one of what they've done over the years, is give away conservative books. If you try to donate a good book, which we would consider a good book, or a pro-white, pro-nationalist book, I doubt that it will appear on the shelves. It'll be put in file 13, and the next thing you know, the Friends of the Library will be selling it for 25 cents. So,
yes.
There's so many different areas in which we have a battle. I mean, that's just one area, which is the libraries are against us. The teachers and the unions in the schools are against us. They always act like, now I'm not a parent, I've never had children, but I know they lie and they say, we want our parents involved. But you know what? I could not freely walk into the high school I graduated from without probably some kind of permission, some kind of ID, and would they even allow me to observe a classroom? Probably not. What I'm getting at, our hands are tied in so many, many different ways. I hate to be so negative, but, you know, I've been fighting these systems for years. It's pervasive. It's not only in the school system and the libraries. Probably even I have found that even in some of the corporations, we know some of the corporations are also controlled by the mob that is against us. They're against white. So anyway, like. It's just a very, the struggle is great, that's for sure.
Sister Nancy, we have to go to a quick break. We'll go right back to you as soon as we come back. Be right back, folks.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. State Department is accusing Russia of using chemical weapons inside Ukraine. U.S. officials say Russia violated the Chemical and Biological Weapons Act when it used chemical weapon chloropicrin against Ukrainian troops. It's one of the chemicals that was used as poison gas in World War I. Ukraine's blamed Russia for using the chemical in as many as 800 attacks as the ground war between the two countries continues. Former President Trump initially said that he intended to testify in his New York hush money trial. On Thursday after court, Trump claimed the judge now will not allow him to due to a gag order.
It's such a rigged court, so I'm not allowed to testify because of an unconstitutional gag order. We're appealing the gag order.
During Thursday's testimony, attorney Keith Davidson denied that he or the two adult industry actresses he represented at the time were involved in any hush money scheme with Trump. Pro-Palestine protests on U.S. college campuses have not swayed President Biden's support of Israel. One student describing what they saw as they watched protesters at Fordham University in New York City Thursday.
But this is orchestrated, right? I mean, they all have the same signs. There's the same colored tents in there. This is orchestrated by somebody that's not here.
NYPD said almost half the arrests they made at Columbia University involved non-students presumed to be outside agitators. The body of the fifth construction worker who went missing during the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore has been discovered. A Chinese probe will be making its way to the dark side of the moon this month. China launched the unmanned probe Friday on a 53-day mission to bring back lunar samples. If the lander successfully returns to Earth from that space voyage, it'll be a first for China. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Dear Blood River Radio family, you know, if you don't know yet, you will know soon. If you want, if you like a verbal napalm, you've come to the right place. So we're going to go right back to the Blood River Radio sister. They're spewing out that napalm like crazy. Go ahead, I guess, Sister Nancy, I guess. In my poor memory, I can't remember who's up next. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to get off one, two. I'm actually following up on the same thing that bothers me so much is what is going on in Gaza. But I wanted to talk about what they call the ICC, which is the International Criminal Court in The Hague, Netherlands. Now, the ICC investigates and, where warranted, it tries individuals charged with gravest crimes of concern to the international community, such as genocide, war crimes, crimes against humanity, and the crime of aggression. This is what the ICC is supposed to do. And the Office of the Prosecutor is an independent organ of that court. So, surprisingly enough, the U.S. and Israel are not members of the ICC, but what is shocking is that Palestine is a member of the ICC.
Oh.
So, what has happened is that, you know, there have been allegations, I think true, that Israel is committing war crimes. So, the U.S. and Israel have been exposed for threatening the ICC due to the fact that Bibi Netanyahu and other criminal Jews in Israel are being accused of war crimes. So the U.S. Lawmakers even tried to block a potential arrest. And Israel is fearful that the ICC will issue arrest warrants against Bibi Netanyahu and other criminals who are committing these war crimes. So we are nothing but a bunch of Jew-controlled eunuchs. That's the way I define our people. I define our leaders. We're so afraid of an organization we don't belong to that we're trying to expose them we're trying to threaten the ICC because of our baby friend, Bibi Netanyahu, who never does anything wrong. We want to cover his butt, so we're going to threaten a group that wants to serve him with warrants for war crimes, which, of course, war crimes that he has been committing. So another thing I wanted to bring up is something that I talked briefly about, is that when they voted recently to give all this money to Ukraine, Mike Johnson found out that Thomas Massie had posted a picture of the congressman waving Ukrainian flags in Congress after they had voted to give all this massive amount of money recently to Ukraine. And so Speaker Johnson had threatened Thomas Massie for posting those photographs. He threatened to fine him $500, which I think is a joke. And, of course, because I guess people contested it, he's backed down and decided not to fine him. But, I mean, we need to know what these people are doing in Congress. So they're all happy about giving more money to Ukraine, and they were all waving their little Ukrainian flags. So these are just some things that I've noted. And, Biden has a way of making everybody kind of upset, and now he is upset the people in New Guinea. Because
I know about this. Go ahead.
His Uncle Boozy, probably a drunkard, got eaten by cannibals when his plane went down outside. spoken.
So are you, Nancy, are you talking about Papua New Guinea, north of Australia? Or are you talking about New Guinea? Oh, my goodness.
The Second World War. Uncle Boozy went to an airplane, and Biden made some enemies out of the New Guinea leadership because he had claimed that his uncle had might have been eaten by cannibals.
Oh, that's interesting. Anyway. My oldest brother, so the other brother, he spent four and a half years in Papua New Guinea with, this organization called CUSO. CUSO, that stands mm-hmm. for Canadian University Services Overseas. And I think you have probably a parallel or a similar organization where, a lot of young people go to these third world countries in their young and idealistic days to go supposedly help the people help themselves. But
sure. It's called the Peace Corps.
The Peace Corps. Right. Mm-hmm. And I know
the ultimate the virtue signaling organization.
Well, it's not only mm-hmm. that, but and then sorry, I don't want to interrupt your flow of thoughts there, Nancy, but I just have a comment about it. I think that there's something, the bigger picture of all these organizations, and other countries have them too. Like I know that the Brits have a similar organization. By which young people can go to third world countries and go work there for a couple of years and do some volunteer work, mm-hmm. supposedly. I mean, they do get paid at the local wage just so that they can live and all that. But what happens is these young people, they're at the time of their lives when they're going to be sexually attracted to mate, basically. And that's exactly what mm-hmm. happens. So you end up getting a lot of mixed race marriages and mixed race children being born out of these volunteer organizations, sending young people over to third world countries. That is a fact. Mm-hmm. And so then mm-hmm. these people exist. Okay, so then these young people, they were born out of a union of love, but then they exist, and it just the more of these mixed race people exist, the harder it is for us to, to be able to talk about it and to recognize the fact that there is a racial war going on. It's like all these people that mm-hmm. say, oh, wait, what about us? Like it makes for a very, very tough situation. That's just an aside, and I wasn't planning on bringing up that subject, but because you just brought up that subject of New Guinea, and I thought, wow, Papua New Guinea? I'm familiar with Papua New Guinea. Actually, I traveled over there to visit my brother a long time ago. So, yeah, that's very interesting. And yes, you're right. Cannibalism was practiced there.
Yeah. Well, they're kind of mad at Biden for saying anything about his uncle might have gotten eaten by cannibals. But, talking about giving aid, I guess now we need to send all these young people again another mission. Let's send them over to Haiti where they can help again and build the country up and then have the country collapse. And then we can go over there and send some more people over there, send some more money over there, send some more money and rebuild Haiti, which is a hopeless situation, absolutely hopeless.
Yeah.
If you want to adopt, if you want to be the ultimate virtue signaling Judeo-Christians/Southern Baptist, you go, and I know some that you go to the two favorite countries, the best of all, you go to Kenya or Haiti. If you go to Kenya and you purchase a Negro child, I know some people from Make the Road Baptist where I used to go, and they worked like for 2 years. They had garage sales. They sold everything they had. They go to Haiti, went to Kenya, and they purchased themselves a Negro. And I told them the way I really got on their good side, I said, I could have taken you down. I think they gave $40,000 for the sucker. But I can take you down to South Memphis where I grew up, and we can buy Negroes all day down there for $300-$400, a joint. Some crack cocaine. Now, that's true. You can go down here in South mm-hmm. Memphis where I grew up years ago, and you can buy Negroes all day long. I can start a business like that.
So, Eddie, just explain, please, are you saying that the people there, they are actually so desperate in their crime and poverty that they basically are giving away their children or you know, for a fee or whatever. Is that what you're saying?
Well, these blacks, you know, these crackheads, they put absolutely put almost zero value on another Negro.
Right, even their children.
You know, like Gene says, BLM. You know, Black Lives Matter don't matter to other blacks. It's only to these white brainwashed Marxist progressive types. I'm sure maybe some of it in jest, but I guarantee if you take $500 down to South Memphis or even North Memphis, which is as bad as South Memphis almost now, I'm sure you could purchase some Negro children down there probably for less than $500. I'd get two of them for $500. I'm serious. You know, why go to
the
I told them that.
I believe you. I believe you.
And I was kicked out of church for saying that, you know. But it's true. If you want to buy Negroes, why go halfway around the world, right here in South Memphis, man, get all the Negroes you want. Anyway, folks, we'll be right back. We might even have our old Negro sale when we come back from this break. Be right back, folks.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. People, you Blood River Radio family, the ones that are really diehard, and if you want to support us, we want this great thing we want to do. I was just talking to the bitter enders himself today.
Let's just preface this with, this is satire, because, you know, sure enough, somebody's going to take it all out of context.
Oh, no, I'm dead serious. No. The 4th
like
of July.
Did for Arthur Topham, you know, with the Germany Must Perish book. He did a satire on that, Israel Must Perish, and then they charged him on that, you see, so.
Well, I'll tell you what, July 4th, Independence Day, if you really want to help Blood River Radio, we're going to auction off some Negroes. And we're not going to auction. They're going to be in prime of health. We'll put them on the internet. You can see their photographs. And we've already, Sister Nancy's tried to buy some, but they said, hell no. We're letting the Negroes pick their family they want to go to. They've heard about the bluegrass buzzsaw. And they said, she is a hellion. There's no way. We'll run away before we be sold to her. Anyway, people, if you will, be saving up your money. We'll give you a good deal, the Negro of your choice. And, you know, that's how evil we are here in the South, folks. Anyway, I guess I better come back to Earth and go back to Sister Nancy. Sister Nancy, what do you think, before you go back to anything really trivial, what do you think about our sale? Are you going to participate in it? Are you going to auction off on it? What are you going to do?
Yeah, of course. I'm going to make a bid. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, anyway, I guess we'll carry on. I forgot, kind of forgot what we were talking about. But I was going to say, you know, you said something earlier, I think, in the first segment of the second hour. You said that the these wonderful diehard Republicans, these arch conservatives, they're going to start. They want to start getting rid of these student visas because, in response to what's going on with these colleges, you know, with these. Incidentally, I salute these college students. They're really. You know what? When I think they're sincere, it's when they started saying this. They're, one of their demands, y'all, I don't know if you know this or not, is they're demanding their universities, University of North Carolina, where he's held, you know, University of Texas, Austin, Emory University in Atlanta. They're saying that one of their chief demands is they're insisting that their universities divest from Israel. I didn't know this until these protests started, y'all. The universities in the United States, especially the big, rich Ivy Leagues, they own billions, you know, multi-million dollars worth. And together, the universities own billions of dollars worth of shares. They've invested billions in Israeli industries, what few they have. Probably translated, that means that they're funneling money to Israel. I don't know what the hell industries they have that they had to steal from us. But that's one of the demands they're making. If they were controlled opposition, I don't think somebody from the Mossad would be pointing out to people like me, I didn't even know that they have funneled billions of dollars into Israel. And these kids are demanding that. And they've made it plain they're not demonstrating against, they're not saying we want to kill Jews, we want to kill Israel. They're complaining about and demanding an end to the Jewish inflicted genocide on the Palestinian people. And I've tell people, I see these Arab types at the park, and I don't say free Palestine, I say free America. We have to free America before we can free them, because the same people, the same Jew, the international Jew, they have us locked up more. I'll say more than they do. I didn't mean to get off on this rabbit trail, but I'll finish it off. We're more locked up in this country than the Palestinians. At least the Palestinians know who their enemy is. They know who's killing them.
Right.
Over here in the
That's
United
true.
States, most of our people don't recognize that. They're praising the stinking Jews. But anyway, with that, I was going to say, are they going to get rid of the visas for these Jewish students, Sister Nancy?
Of course not. No, of course not. It wouldn't have anything to do with them, because they're perfect. They want to keep the Jewish students happy, because, you know, they're living under terror. They're totally scared to death. You know, they're being threatened and all this stuff. They're expecting another Holocaust to take place at the campuses.
Yeah, I have to tell you, it's just so Orwellian the way, and you brought up something really pertinent, the way the Jew media have completely captured the vocabulary. At least they have tried. And that reminds me, once we get Gemar back on, I'm anxious to get him back on. He's published this kind of like a dictionary, of Holocaust dictionary, he produced himself. It exposes all these terms, and he tells you how to fight these progressives back, using their terms against them, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, a Sister Braveheart is really good with a vocabulary like that, too. Anyway, so I'll just pass the torch to you, Sister Braveheart.
Sure. Yeah, I think he calls it the Holocaust Encyclopedia. And I'm not sure how many volumes it is. Do you know? Is it one big book or is it several? But anyway, it's a huge work that he did. Like, that guy works hard. My goodness.
Yes, he does. He does.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
We'll have to get him back home soon. But, you know, that's one of the things they've done. And Nancy, you pointed that out. You really did. You were right on the money. They twist everything. They being the same old, who the hell are we talking about? The same old Jew. You know, they have so perverted the vocabulary. For instance, one that really should infuriate everyone is, a map. You're no longer a pedophile. You're no longer a low-down piece of garbage pedophile. You're just a map. you're a minor attracted person.
Oh.
I mean,
right.
It goes on and on and on. But yeah, I think maybe we should get our own little, if we had time, maybe we should get our own little encyclopedias to join in with Gamar. What do you think about that, Nancy?
Sounds good. That sounds a good idea. We've got to learn how to fight, but our problem is corralling people and getting people to learn on their own who the enemy is. Because I don't think, again, I keep going back to this, I think people have to educate themselves, and I wonder how much enthusiasm most of our people have to do that. My brother even said, you know, he's around educated people all the time, and they just say, well, when I got out of college, I never read a book since I left college. And I thought, my goodness, what is an educated person bragging about? They never read a book. So if these are educated people, I don't know. We're doing what we can. I know that we're doing what we can, as much as we can. I think all of us on this program are doing quite a bit and have been doing a lot and sacrificed a lot, such as Monica. I'm sure her and her brother have sacrificed quite a bit. And Gamar Rudolph and I'm sure Paul Fromm and a lot of these people,
you know,
have made big sacrifices.
Yeah, we have to clarify or distinguish between education of the formal kind in those hallowed institutions of higher learning, as they call them, you know, universities and such, and the kind of education you're talking about, Nancy, surely is, yes, in reading books, but, you know, books that are perhaps not the ones promoted on, you know, Wikipedia or Amazon where with a Jewish sort of interest, but true history. And yeah, reading lots of books, it is a good way to do self-education. And then also keeping a healthy dose of skepticism and just thinking, like, what makes sense? If you just suck up all the stuff they teach you in school and then the impressions you get from the mainstream media, from the television and all that, and you stop thinking because you're told basically to leave your thinking to the experts and the official historians and whatnot, and that, oh, we're not qualified to you know, think for ourselves. And so, yeah, so just to really clarify what that means about education and, you know, the people, right. But the, you know, that there are so many people now figuring things out that, first of all, there's a war against white people. Then, you know, to take the next step to figure out who's doing this to us, that's a little bit harder because of that, what we talked about earlier, the allergy that we've all developed towards naming the Jew just from a lifelong indoctrination, that we had to get over that allergy, you know, get over it. And we all can. If I did it, anybody else can do it, because I'm telling you, I had a pretty strong allergy against it. I did.
Well, it's especially that allergy is really pervasive in the South, where you have all these Judeo-Christians. South used to be what they call the Bible Belt, and South is a big stronghold for the Southern Baptists. There is no, we certainly need a vaccine for these Southern Baptists, these Judeo-Christians, because they're eaten up with that. They're eaten up. Well, people, we've come to the complete end of the second hour. We're going to transition to the third hour. We're going to pick up our brother Paul Fromm. Help me think of a nickname for Paul. I think we could call him Mr. Magna Carta, because he's been such a fighter for the rights represented by the Magna Carta. Anyway, folks, hang on your seat. Transitioning to the third hour. We'll be right back.